Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Associated Press declared Dane County Judge Susan Crawford won a pivotal seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court based on the large lead she built in the state's population centers and Democratic strongholds that outweighed Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel's leads in more Republican areas across the state. The AP's analysis of the Tuesday race determined the remaining votes to be counted throughout the state, particularly in Milwaukee, greatly favored Crawford and closed off any path for Schimmel to take the lead. Three elections have provided plenty of warning signs to Republicans and President Donald Trump. The conservative Wisconsin judge endorsed by Trump and backed by Elon Musk to the tune of $21 million lost by a significant margin in a state Trump won in November. And while Florida Republicans held two of the most pro-Trump House districts in the country, both candidates significantly underperformed Trump's November margins. Tuesday's elections are seen as an early measure of voter sentiment as Trump works with unprecedented speed to dramatically upend the federal government, clashing with the courts as he tests the bounds of presidential power. Wisconsin voters approved a ballot measure that adds a photo identification requirement for voting to the state constitution during Tuesday's spring election. The past referendum means a 2011 state law is now part of Wisconsin's constitution. Language in the amendment doesn't list the types of identification that can be used for voting, leaving it up to the state legislature to decide what IDs can be used to cast a ballot. Currently, there are several different forms of photo ID under statute that voters can use. The Republican-authored proposal is now protected against future legal challenges. Before the constitutional amendment passed, Wisconsin was one of 36 states with voter ID laws. The National Conference of State Legislatures listed Wisconsin as one of the 9 states with the most strict laws regarding voter ID. The Associated Press called the race for yes, meaning voters approved the ballot measure, with about 30% of the vote in Tuesday night. Constitutional amendments in Wisconsin must be passed by 2 consecutive state legislatures and then be approved in a popular vote. There were a pair of disturbances on the UW-Madison campus Tuesday night. UW-Madison police responded to Memorial Union for people disrupting an authorized public event. According to a UW police media release, organizers gave several individuals multiple warnings before the disruption was determined to be unlawful. Officers escorted those causing it out of the building and detained 3. They were released pending an investigation into their behavior. None are affiliated with the university. The release did not identify the event, but former Biden administration UN Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield was scheduled to speak at Memorial Union Tuesday evening. In an unrelated incident, a 31-year-old Stevens Point man was cited for multiple traffic violations and booked into the Dane County Jail for misdemeanor disorderly conduct. Police say David John Volm drove his vehicle onto the library mall. Bystander video posted to X showed Volm's vehicle, a Tesla Cybertruck. The Wisconsin Institute for Citizenship and Civil Dialogue will hold a workshop for universities of Wisconsin students focused on free speech and academic freedom on Saturday, April 26th at UW-La Crosse. This day-long workshop offers students the opportunity to learn from experts, engage in discussions about challenging cases, and analyze campus policies. This workshop is a non-credit-bearing educational enrichment experience for students enrolled full-time at one of the universities of Wisconsin. The day-long workshop is open to 36 students who must complete a set of readings to prepare for it. Participating students will receive a $500 all-inclusive stipend. Registration is required to participate. Applications close April 4th. A full agenda, application, and more information can be found at wisconsin.edu/WICCD. The Thief of Baghdad returns after 100 years. While looking at memorabilia at the Richland Center City Auditorium, Dave Roberts, a member of the Richland County Performing Arts Council, found the movie program for the Douglas Fairbanks 1924 movie. Printed on the back of the booklet were the City Auditorium show dates of April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, 1925.
It occurred to me, like, why not rescreen this? 100 years later, 100-year anniversary screening of a silent film. Did a little research. The print that we're showing is a restoration that was done in 2013 from two 35mm negatives that were found, and it's been restored and it looks great. It's using some color tinting that was used in the period, so the black and white film was actually tinted in color. And, you know, you'll see that as you watch the film.
The film will be shown Friday night at 7. Admission will be free. The City Auditorium used to be the go-to hub for silent films.
Films used to play there regularly, almost every week, from what I can tell. I was down looking at the newspapers of the period, and there was an ad every week for the auditorium with a new film that was playing there.
The Thief of Baghdad is regarded as Fairbanks' finest movie. Known as the King of Hollywood and made famous by his incredible athletic abilities in the 1920s, Fairbanks moved from simple action pictures to swashbuckling costume roles. The Thief of Baghdad is based on the ancient tale of 1001 Arabian Nights. It follows Ahmed, the Prince of Thieves, who falls in love with the royal princess of Baghdad. To win her, her suitors must compete to find the rarest treasure of all. As Ahmed follows this quest, he fights a fire-breathing dragon and an underwater spider, wins the cloak of invisibility and the famed flying magic carpet, and performs impressive feats of daring. The event will kick off at 6 Friday with music before the film provided by Mastodon Records. The film starts at 7. Board member Andrew Sharp speaks about not only watching the film, but the music used for it and how the recording of that has been lost over time.
I have watched it all the way through a couple of times, and I'm really taken with it. I really love it. It's a huge, magnificent, beautiful movie. And the version that the Dave has found has got music with it. It was Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov, which is one of my favorite pieces of music. And so I can just listen to the music all the way through and be happy. But I know that you were talking before about the music for the show. And actually, Mortimer Wilson provided a classical score for The Thief of Baghdad. Now, that has been lost or something like that. I mean, they still have the score for it, but nobody, there is no recording of it. So they must have had some way to play it when they sent the movie out to be able to play it as well, play the score.
Along with free admission, a full concession selection will be available to purchase. All proceeds from the movie night will help support the Richland County Performing Arts Council and their continuing mission to renovate the Richland Center City Auditorium. Two Wisconsin middle schoolers will head to Washington, D.C. to compete in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Sixth grader Jacob Martinito and seventh grader Ethan Robert came in first and second place, respectively, at the weekend's Badger State Spelling Bee held at Madison College. Martinito is from Classical Charter School in Appleton, and Robert is from Eisenhower Middle School in New Berlin. The two middle schoolers actually tied for third place last year. This year's Badger State Spelling Bee featured 54 contestants, grades 4 through 8, from all over Wisconsin. The Scripps National Spelling Bee will be held in Washington, D.C. at the end of May.